Have you ever wondered if God still speaks to us today? Maybe you've had someone random come up to you and tell you something and you wondered, how did they know that? Or maybe you were just going about your day and out of the blue, you started thinking about someone and felt you needed to pray for them. Sound familiar? Prophecy is one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit where you receive a word from the Lord for someone and encourage them with it. I have been the recipient of a prophetic word and was really encouraged by it. I was in India speaking at a pastor's conference. I was rather discouraged and was under attack spiritually. I had been praying and asking God to please help me communicate in a way they could understand because of the language and cultural barriers. After one of the sessions, a pastor came up to me and thanked me for coming and said he has a verse for me and quoted Jeremiah 1:5, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you a prophet to the nations." God used this brother in answer to my prayer. Suppose he wouldn't have come to me. A prophetic word may very well be used by God to bring an answer to your prayer. What does the Bible say about the word of prophecy? "For God does speak, now one way, now another, though man may not perceive it." In the book of Job, "Then there are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit is the source of them all. A spiritual gift is given to each of us so we can help each other." The ability to prophesy from 1 Corinthians. The writer of the book of Hebrews begins it this way: "In the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets, but in these last days, He has spoken to us by His Son." All throughout the Old Testament, God used prophets to speak to the nation of Israel. Then Jesus came and spent approximately 3 years with His disciples, teaching them about the kingdom of heaven. They could see Him daily, walk with Him, eat with Him, and see the miracles He did. But if Jesus wasn't with them physically, they were alone, on their own. One day, Jesus came to them with this profound truth: "And I will ask the Father, and He will give you another Counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. But you know Him, for He lives with you and will be in you." From the book of John. In the Greek, the word "another" means just like the first. In this case, Jesus. He was telling them, "When I return to the Father, I'm going to send someone just like me that will live inside of you. You will never be alone again. He is the Holy Spirit of God." How do I recognize His voice? You need to dig a deep spiritual well. How do you dig a spiritual well? Well, let's look at a few examples. Picture yourself driving down the road by yourself and think about Jesus riding with you. So you start talking to Him as you would your best friend. Share how your day has been going and then listen to what He has to say. Last summer, I was taking my morning walk and was a bit discouraged, so I started talking to Jesus about what was on my mind. I thanked Him for the many blessings we enjoy and reminded Him of some of the promises He had given me. At the end of our fellowship time, I told Him I will trust Him. Several hours later, I received my answer I had been praying for. When you're walking, driving, running, listening to worship music, envision Jesus by your side and engage Him in conversation. Then be quiet so He can talk to you. Taking the time for Bible reading and prayer develops spiritual intimacy. Leaders tend to give out a lot, and you can't give out what you've not taken in. My encouragement is to lead by example. We all have friends, and when we hear them talk, we know who it is. When I hear my wife's voice, I recognize it. I remember hearing a baby cry in church and then seeing a parent go out, and I wondered, how in the world can they know it's their baby? Then that all changed when I became a parent. I recognized my child's cry. So it is from hearing from the Lord. On my first trip to Kenya, I left my wife and 4 children at home. It was my first international flight. As we were flying out over the Atlantic Ocean, I was becoming gripped with fear. What if I don't ever return to my wife and children? Suppose this plane crashes. I was really wishing I hadn't planned to go. I wanted to go home, but that wasn't an option. I got my Bible out and started reading and praying for God to help me. I don't remember where I was reading in the New Testament, but it gave a reference to Genesis 28:15. I turned to it, and this is what it said. I am with you and watch over you wherever you go, and I will bring you back to this land. I will not leave you until I have done what I promised you. I heard God speak to me very clearly. And my encouragement is to dig a deep spiritual well. One of the ways I've discovered that God speaks to me personally at times is through the reading of His Word, where a verse will just like jump off of the page and grab me. I have discovered oftentimes it's a gentle nudge in my spirit, and when I follow that prompting, it is a blessing to others. A few years ago, I was driving past a church and really felt I should stop and offer to pray for the pastor. I drove past and dismissed the thought of just being my mind and not from God. But the thought kept coming back to me to go and pray. So I turned around and stopped at the church and chatted with the pastor a few minutes and asked him if I could pray for him. "Yes," he said, "I have a really bad hoarse throat and I'm to preach tomorrow." We prayed and I left, and he told me later that within 2 hours, his throat had completely been healed. Just suppose I wouldn't have listened to that nudge of the Holy Spirit. It's those gentle promptings that when we follow them, we end up being a blessing to people. I believe the Holy Spirit is to us what Jesus was to the disciples while he was on this earth. As followers of Jesus, the Holy Spirit lives within us and communicates with us. Faith is spelled risk, simply stepping out. So you may be thinking, how do I do this? Try picturing yourself as a water hose. The water hose is the channel the water flows through, bringing refreshment. Your life is the channel where the Holy Spirit flows through, bringing refreshment to others. When we receive a prompting to share a verse with someone or give an encouraging word, it can be scary. Suppose it doesn't make sense and I'll look foolish. Remember, this is not about you. God wants to use you to be a blessing to others. The more you step out in faith and share with others, the more God will give you to share. When I share with someone, I often start something like this. I felt a prompting in my spirit to share this with you. Or, I don't know if this makes any sense to you, but I just felt in my spirit. Then tell them what your impression was. I remember being out of state for revival meetings at a church. As I was preaching the last evening of the meetings, I noticed a young couple in the back and felt like God was calling them to ministry. I didn't know them. So after the service, I met them and told them what I was sensing about God calling them to ministry. The husband told me he is already doing some pulpit supply in area churches. Today, he is a pastor in one of our CMC churches. I have discovered that many times a prophetic word brings affirmation to something we already sense in our life. I like to pray for divine appointments. I felt impressed to stop and say hi to one of our area pastors one day. As I was approaching his place, I remember asking God, "Is there something special I'm to say to him?" And I felt I should just tell him simply this, "You're doing the right thing." So we chatted a little while, and then I said, "You're probably wondering why I stopped in." And he said, "Well, yeah, I was kind of wondering." So I told him, "I just sensed I'm supposed to stop and tell you something. That you're doing the right thing." Does that make any sense to you? "Why, yes, it does," he said. "I just made a pretty major decision and I've been second-guessing myself. And now you stop in and tell me that? Wow, that is really something. Thank you so much for stopping." 1 Corinthians 14 instructs us like this: follow the way of love and eagerly desire spiritual gifts, especially the gift of prophecy. Thank Him for the gift of prophecy. God still uses people today. We are channels of His love and compassion where He can flow through. Are you listening to him? Take a walk, ride a bicycle, sit in your favorite chair with your coffee, but listen to what he has to say. Then do it. Make a difference because you, my friend, were called to this. And I'm talking to you. You can make a big difference in someone else's life. So go for it, my friend.